This week's parsha, Parshas Emor, we want to discuss a mitzvah which is also in Yonah D'Yoma. These days, the days of Sfiras HaOmer. And this week's parsha, we have in the middle of the parsha of the Ma'adim, the Torah is talking about Yom Tovim, and the Torah tells us the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Interesting to note, the Sfas Emes writes, Adover Niflo, says the Sfas Emes, why is Sfiras HaOmer in the middle of the parsha of the Yomim Tovim? Because we have to know that the days of Sfiras HaOmer is also Yomim Kedoshim, Kemoi HaYomim Tovim. They're Kemoi Chol HaMoyid Sheish Kedusha Lufneihem Luachreihem Miyitzias Mitzrayim Ad Kabbalas HaTorah. And this is based on the famous Ramban. But the Ramban says in our parsha later on, the Ramban says that the days of Sfiras HaOmer is compared to the days of Chol HaMoed. And just like by Sukkot, the Yom HaShmini, Shmini Atzeres, and everything in between the first days of Sukkot till Shmini Atzeres, or Yimei Chol HaMoed, so too the Yomim of Sfiras HaOmer, which is before Atzeres, Shavuos, Kabbalas HaTorah, in between Pesach and Shavuos, are Yomim of Chol HaMoed. They're not regular days, they're Heilige days, they're uplifted days. They're days like the Yomim Tovim themselves, that bridge us from the Yom Tov of Pesach, from Yetzias Mitzrayim, until we reach the full, the complete freedom, the complete Cheiris of Tavdun Atzilikim V'Hor HaZeh, of Matan Torah. And the Torah tells us the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, Svartim Lechem, Mimachres HaShabbos, Miyoyim HaViachem, Es Oyim HaTnufo, Sheva Shabbosis, Tmimis Tiyeno, count 7 weeks, Ad Mimachres HaShabbos HaShvis, Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim. Count 50 days, the days of Sfiras HaOmer. And the discussion we wanted to speak about today is the famous Machlokes Rishonim. If Sfiras HaOmer today, nowadays, Bizman HaZeh, where we don't bring the Karban HaOmer, we're not Makriv the Omer, wouldn't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we don't bring the Karban HaOmer, is Sfiras HaOmer today the Raisa? Is it still a mitzvah min HaTorah? Or is it only a mitzvah derabanan zeichel l'mikdash? And we'll try to discuss the shitas. What is the mitzvah nowadays? And what are the nafkaminas lahalacha? What are the differences that come out from the shitas if it's deraisa or it's derabanan? And we'll see a third shita. It all starts with the Gemara Menachos Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara Menachos tells us, Gufa, Amar Abaye, Mitzvah Lemimne Yoimei, U'mitzvah Lemimne Shvui. The mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer includes counting the days. That's the pasuk of Tisperu Chamishim Yoim, count 50 days. And the mitzvah of counting weeks, Sheva Shabbosis, Tamimis Tiyana, counting the weeks. Whether it's one mitzvah, which is the two parts, the days and the weeks, whether it's two mitzvahs, is a discussion for itself. But the mitzvah is the count of days and the weeks. The Gemara goes further, and the Gemara says, Rabbanan de Beirav Ashi, Mani Yoimi, Umani Shvui, Rabbanan de Beirav Ashi. They did both. They counted the days and they counted the weeks. Ameimer money yoimi veloy money shvui. Ameimer, the Amir Ameimer, his minig was, he counted the days, but he did not count the weeks. Omar zeich lemikdashu. Ameimer said that mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, it seems from Ameimer, is only zeich lemikdash. Today we don't have a Karban HaOmer, so the mitzvah HaOmer, like they did in the times that we brought the Karban HaOmer, is no longer practiced. What we do today is a mitzvah de Rabbanon to remember what they did B'Mikdash, when the Mikdash was standing and they brought the Karban HaOmer. We only do it as a Zecher, the remembrance of what they did. The question is, what does the Rabbanon the Be'er of Ashi hold? Rabbanon the Be'er of Ashi counted the days and the weeks. HaMemer said back, no, this is not the mitzvah that they did in the Torah. It's only a Zecher HaMikdash. Says HaMemer, if it's only a Zecher HaMikdash, we don't have to do the full mitzvah like they did then. To make a remembrance is enough just to count the weeks. So what does Rabban the Be'er of Ashi hold? Does Rabban the Be'er of Ashi hold that it's, you're right, it's a mitzvah the Rabban on only Zeichel and Mikdash, but even so, we have to count both the days and the weeks? Or no, Rabban the Be'er of Ashi is arguing on the main point of HaMemer, that HaMemer says only Zeichel and Mikdash, and Rabban the Be'er of Ashi say no, it's not only a Zeichel and Mikdash. It's much more than that. The reason why we have to count both the days and the weeks is because it's still a mitzvah min haTorah. It's still a mitzvah d'oraisa. So we find this great machlokes rishonim. The Ran in the end of Arvei Pesachim, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph in the Daf Yarif, the Ran writes that even Abaye and Rabbanon, the Beit of Ashi, which that's the halacha, we count the days and the weeks. They agree to HaMemer that it's only a Zeichel HaMikdash. They're not arguing and say, no, it's a mitzvah min haTorah. Everyone agrees that today we don't have a Omer. We don't have a Omer. It's only Rabbanon Ba'almo Zeichel HaMikdash. The Machlokes in the Gemara, if we count the weeks, is what do you do on a mitzvah which is only Zeichel HaMikdash? HaMemer said, since it's only Zeichel HaMikdash, says HaMemer, we don't have to do the complete and full mitzvah. To make a remembrance, it's enough to count the days. We don't have to also count the weeks. It's not like we're anyways doing the mitzvah like it says in the Torah. We're just remembering. For a remembrance, just a Zeichel HaMikdash Ba'alma. One doesn't have to do the complete mitzvah. It's enough just to do the weeks and not just do the days and not the weeks. But the way we paskin, Rabban the Be'er Ashi, even though they agree it's only the Rabbanon, says Rabban the Be'er Ashi, no, even though it's only the Rabbanon, we have to do it like they did it, Bizman Shebeis Mikdash Kayim, like they did it when they were Mekayim the Mitzvah, Min HaTorah. And that's the count, the weeks and the days. And this is the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and the to our Paskin, that really mitzvah Sviyazimer nowadays is only the Rabbanon. Like the Ran, which he says is Roiv, Das Roiv Rishonim, Berk Yosef says, Das Roiv HaMefarshim, the Sviyazimer is Manazah, Ein Elam the Rabbanon. So we Paskin is only the Rabbanon. But even so, Rabban the Be'er of Ashi said, do it the same way they did it then. Count the days and also count the weeks. That's the Shitas HaRan, which is the Shita, which the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like. But there's a second Shita. The Rambam says very clearly, Mitzvah's essay in Hilchas Tmidim Musafin, Perek Zayin, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah's essay, Lisper Shevash Shabbosis Tmimais, Miyoim Havar, So Aymer Shinemer, Svartin Lachem, Mimachas HaShabbos, Shevash Shabbosis. O Mitzvah Limnes Hayamit, Mashvuis. The Rambam writes, that the mitzvah, and he calls it a mitzvah's essay, and he brings the pasuk that says in the Torah, is to count both the days and the weeks. Says the Rambam, the next halacha, in halacha chavdal, the Rambam says, mitzvah zu, al kol ish mi Yisrael. It goes on everyone. Ubechol makum, ubechol zman. Anytime. Seems to say, like the Kesef Mishnah learns up in the Rambam, anytime, b'chol zman, whether the Beis Mikdash is standing, whether the Beis Mikdash is not standing, whether we're being makri of the Karban HaOmer, whether we're not. The Rambam is learning that the machlokes in the Gemara is, what is the mitzvah nowadays? HaMemer says the mitzvah is not the Raisa, because we don't bring the Karban HaOmer. Therefore, HaMemer says, it's only a Zeichel HaMikdash. Don't do it completely. Just count the weeks, the days, and not the weeks. The Rambam holds that Rabban the Be'er of Ashi argue because they hold that the mitzvah nowadays is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And that is the machlekes Rabban de Beir Ashi and Ameimer. The machlekes is it mina Torah nowadays? And therefore we have to do the complete mitzvah, like it says in the Torah, the days and the weeks. Or is it only Zeichel and Migdash, and then everyone agree that you only do the days and you don't do the weeks? Meaning, the Rambam, which paskins, we do the weeks and the days, he's paskining that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah min haTorah, even nowadays, to go ahead and to count the days and to count the weeks. And even though the Shulchan Aruch does not bring the Shita, and doesn't paskin like the Rambam, but the Be'er Halacha writes it, Be'emes das haRambam en yichidah. Take a look in the Be'er Halacha. He brings a lot of other Rishonim, and he says that it's kedai to be choshed even for this shita that holds that it's minat Torah. So what we're holding so far is that we have machlekes Rishonim, machlekes Ran and Rambam. The Ran held that the mitzvah nowadays is only the Rabbanon, but even so, we do both the weeks and we count the days. The Rambam, on the other hand, holds that since we count the days and the weeks, what we're saying is that we hold that Sfirat Ha'Omer nowadays is min haTorah, is midaraisa. Let's go on to our third shita, and then we'll try to speak out the nafka minas la'alacha, which comes out from this machlokes Rishonim. The third interesting shita, which is the shita of Rabbeinu Yerochim, which the Ali Rabbah brings down. And similarly, the Ar Sameach, Ramei Simcha, brings from the Ramah a similar shita. And that is that it's not nowadays completely the Raisa, and it's not completely the Rabbanon. It's in between. Rabbeinu Yerochim says that in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, when they brought the Karban HaOmer, Rabbeinu Yerochim goes that there's two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of the weeks and the mitzvah to count the days. And he said in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, they made two brachas. They made one bracha on the mitzvah of the weeks and another bracha on the mitzvah of the day. As he goes, Rabbeinu Yerochim, there's two independent mitzvahs. Says Rabbeinu Yerochim, today the mitzvah to count the days is still Minat Torah. But the mitzvah to count the weeks, that we say is only Mirabbanon, is only Azeichel and Mikdash. And therefore we make one bracha today, which is the bracha on the mitzvah d'Oraisa, says Rabbeinu Yerochim. The mitzvah d'Oraisa of counting the days. But the week, says Rabbeinu Yerochim, that's not a mitzvah d'Oraisa nowadays, and therefore you don't make a bracha. Because he's under the opinion of Rabbeinu Yerochim that something which is only a zeichel in Mikdash does not need a bracha. Only a mitzvah d'Oraisa needs a bracha, which is a whole discussion for itself. Rayas each way, if we find a zeichel in Mikdash, something which is only done as a remembrance for what they did in the base of Mikdash, does that need a bracha, or does that not need a bracha? But says Rabbeinu Yerochim, and Rabbi Simcha in Ar Sameach explains it, that what's the difference, the weeks and the days? Says Rabbeinu Simcha, if you look in the Pesukim, the Torah HaKadosh tells us, by the weeks, it says, "Usfartem lachem mimachres ha-shabbos miyoyim haviachem esayim ha-tnufo sheva shabbosos tmimis siyeno." Count 7 weeks from when? From the Karban HaOmer. If there's no Karban HaOmer, then there's no mitzvah to count the weeks, min haTorah. The counting of the weeks is bound to the mitzvah of bringing the Karban HaOmer. Nowadays, where we can't bring the Karban HaOmer, so the weeks is not a mitzvah, min haTorah. Even though we do count the weeks, it's only Zeichel and Mikdash. Says Rabbeinu Yerochim and says Rabbi Meir Simcha in the Ramah that when we're talking about the counting of the days, on the other hand, the Torah does not mention over there you're counting from the Karban HaOmer. Rather, the Torah just says Tisberu Chamishim Yoim, count 50 days, Mimochras HaShabbos, from the day after the first day of Pesach. So therefore, since over there when it talks about the counting of the days, it does not mention count from the day we brought the Omer, therefore that mitzvah, or that part of the mitzvah, to say, of counting the days is not bound to the mitzvah of bringing the Karban Omer. And therefore, even nowadays, when we don't have a Karban Omer, we could still count 50 days, Mimachras HaShabbos, from the day after Pesach. And this is the Shita of Ben Yeruchim and the Ramah. One has to look good. It needs a, if he's going in a Meimer, he's going Marbar Avashi. But that's the Shita of Ben Yeruchim, that Ben Yeruchim holds that nowadays, even though the days are Minat Torah, the weeks are only a Zeichel and Migdash. So let's sum up the three Shitas and then try to speak out the nafkaminos, the practical nafkaminos which come out. We have the Shita Saran that says nowadays we count the weeks and the days. It's only the Rabbanon. It's only Zeichel and Migdash because both the weeks and the days is one mitzvah. It's all bound and tali in the Karban HaOmer, which we don't have today. The Rambam, on the other hand, the Rambam Shita, which the Berlacha says Das Kamer Rishonim, is that even nowadays is Medaraisa, even though we can't bring the Karban HaOmer. But the Rambam holds when we count the weeks and the days, we do both, and they're both Menat Torah. And Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that's the third Shita, which Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds that the days are mitzvah still, even nowadays, it's a mitzvah Menat Torah. And on the other hand, the weeks are only a Zeichel Migdash. So let's start with Nafgamino, which for Rabbeinu Yeruchim. What would it be if someone makes a hefsik? He makes a brach on Sfiras Omer, and then he makes a hefsik before he counts the Sfiras Omer. So it's a he was mafsik. He has to make a new bracha on counting. What would be if someone counts, says a bracha, and counts the days and does not count the weeks? So it should come out that l'fi the Rambam and also l'fi the Ran, you should have to make a new bracha. Because whether it's a mitzvah derabanan, or whether it's a mitzvah min ha'raisa, but both the days and the weeks are a mitzvah. At least when the day that it's a mitzvah to count the weeks, which is the day that the week is completed. When there's a mitzvah to count the weeks, that's a mitzvah. Whether it's a mitzvah derabanan, whether it's a mitzvah min ha'torah, that is part of the mitzvah. And since it's an equal part of the mitzvah, it should come out. They can make a hefsik between the bracha and the counting of the weeks also. But if someone counts the days and says Hayoyim Yoyim Shiva Yomim, and it says a hefsik before he says Shehein Shavua Achas, it should come out that the bracha didn't go on the weeks, which should be a problem. But on the other hand, Rabbi Yeruchim, that Ben Yeruchim said the bracha is only on the mitzvah min ha'Torah, which is to count the days. But to count the weeks is only a zeichel mikdash, which doesn't qualify, which doesn't need a bracha. So surely if you're mafsik, after the counting of the days, before you're counting the weeks, even though you should continue and count the weeks for a zeichel mikdash, for a mitzvah d'rabbanon, but the counting of the day, of the weeks, does not need and does not necessitate a bracha, and therefore one can be mafsik in between. Another nafkamino, which will come out l'fi Rabbeinu Yeruchim, is what happens. We know the Shulchan Aruch says, if someone asks you what tonight is, one shouldn't say what night is tonight before he counts. Rather, he should say, Esmol hayakach v'kach. Say, yesterday was this amount. Why? Because if one counts and one says, tonight is 7 days in the Omer, then he can't go ahead and continue and make a bracha. Because maybe it was ready yoitza, the mitzvah, by saying, oh, tonight is the seventh night. But says the Mishnah Brura, in the name of the Achronim, that this is all on a night, the first 7 days, or before the mitzvah, before we start counting the weeks. However, once we start, we say, Hayom Shiva Yom Shehem Shavua Achas. So now if someone comes ahead and asks someone what tonight is, and he says, tonight's seventh night in the Omer. So he surely wasn't Yoitza. Why not? Because he didn't say the weeks. So he didn't say the weeks. He wasn't Yoitza's mitzvah Sfiras Omer. So then he could continue. And he could count with a bracha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us in the name of the Achronim, that in the day where the week is, where there's a mitzvah to count the week, maybe it's only on the seventh night. Some hold that's when the main mitzvah of counting the week is only on the seventh night and the 14th, when you complete the week. But in a night where the mitzvah to count the week, and a person just said the days, then he could go ahead afterwards and count the bracha because he wasn't yoytzeh, because he didn't say the weeks. Now this is only Lefidah Shitas Haran, or Shitas Harambam, whether it's the Abanan or the Raisa, but that both the days and the weeks are equal chiyuvim, whether minatayra or midrabanan, but it's an equal part of the mitzvah, and if you, one does not count the weeks, one's missing an important part in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. On the other hand, the fear of Beinu Ruchim, which Mishmura happens not to bring lahalacha, but if you go like Rabbi Shitas of Beinu Ruchim, that Beinu Ruchim held that the weeks are only the Rabbanon, and don't need a bracha. The mitzvah and the raisu, which need a bracha, is only the days. So one could come to the conclusion that if you say, even on the seventh night, tonight is the seventh night of the Omer, even though you didn't speak out what the weeks are only a zeichel migdosh. The weeks are not the part of the mitzvah, which is a mitzvah and the raisu nowadays, and therefore one can conclude, according to Beinu Ruchim, that if one says the night, the days, the number of days, even if one doesn't mention the weeks, we should say that one can't continue and count the bracha because he was yoytzeh to the mitzvah deraisa, which needs a bracha, by counting just the days. But now let's continue on and discuss the nafkamina between the two shitas which the Berlacha Mishnah Berurah goes with. The Ran and the Rambam, is it the Rabbanon completely, the days and the weeks? Or is it completely Minat Torah? What's the Nafka Mino? So one Nafka Mino should be, what if it's a Sofik? We know the Klal always is Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra, Sofik Derabbanon L'Kula. So what if I'm not sure if I counted? Do I have to go ahead and count again or not? So now, in the middle of the Sfira, so even if it's the Rabbanon, one should go ahead and continue to count again, just so they should be able to continue the next night and count, because we know if you miss one night, you can't continue and count. But let's say the last day of Sfira Soimer, when you already finished, you're holding with day 49, and now you're not sure if you counted or not. So we should say, if it's Mitzvah Minat Torah, Sofik Derais L'Chumra. But and therefore you have to go and count again, and count misafik. But if it's only midrabanon, safik derabanon lekula, one should not have to recount. That should come out one nafkamino. But not a nafkamino, and this is what the main part of our discussion we want to discuss is, what should the kavana be? One counts for his aimer. Should one be mechaven, he's being mekayim the mitzvah deraiso? Or should one be chayim, he's been kayim the mitzvah derabanan. Now, there's a nusach in all the Siddurim, and even the old Siddurim, printed before Sfiras HaOmer, and it says like this: Hilni muchen mezumen lekayim mitzvahs asei shel Sfiras HaOmer. K'moy shekasu b'Toyra, and it brings the pesukim asfarat melchem machr Shabbos shavu Shabbos mimas teyano ad b'machr Shabbos asfir tisbru chamishim yoyim. It says that we mekayim the mitzvah's essay of Sfiras HaOmer, and it brings the psukim in the Torah. And a lot of poskim we find don't like this nosach. In Rivus Ephraim, Ephraim Greenblatt brings b'shem Rav Moshe Feinstein, that he says, L'chayra, how could you once say, I'm being mekayim the mitzvah's essay of Sfiras HaOmer, k'moy shekasu b'Torah? Hey, there's a lot of shitas, which is the main shita in Shulchan Aruch, that says Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanon. And that's the way it's brought from Rabbi Yashiv, also in Sefer HaOris from Rabbi Yashiv Shurim and Rosh Hashanah Daf Tassayin and Mabez. He says, Na'ogin shaloi loimer k'idim Sfiras HaOmer, hirni muchin and mezum al kai mitzvah essay. Why? Kimdim's manazeh ain't a element of Abanon. And Rosh Hashanah and Shuvas Van Hoggis, Chilk Aleph, Erechaim, Simon Shun Yod, he also says, he said, one shouldn't mechaveni mechaim the mitzvah's essay of Sfiras HaOmer because it's not so simple. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's a mitzvah derabanan. Shitas HaRan, it's a mitzvah derabanan. Even more, the Rebbe Safran brings from Moshe Halberstam in his Tshuvas Divrei Moshe Chelek Aleph that he says, we find each person, if one says the Hinni Muchan, the Kaim, the mitzvah's essay of Sfiras HaOmer, and then afterwards, when he finishes Sfiras HaOmer, he says, HaRachmanu Yachzalonu Avodas Beis HaMikdash Mekoymo. Says in Moshe Halberstam, the person is sounds like he's a stero minei obey. He's contradicting himself. Why? Because Tosfos the Menachos Daf Chof Tosfos says when a person says Yiratzon Shibana Beis Hamikdash after Sfiras HaOmer is because Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is only Mirabanon Zeichel Hamikdash. So therefore, we're davening, we're asking Hashem that we should be Zeiche to Yachse Beis Hamikdash from Koyma, that we should be able to mekayim the Mitzvah and Torah of Sfiras HaOmer. So says Rabbi Moshe Halberstam, says Rabbi Sefraim, you're contradicting yourself. You started off, it's a mitzvah's essay min HaTorah, and then you go ahead and say, Harachim anu yachzalon beis hamikdash, and now we only got the mitzvah derabanan, let us be zoiche to mekayim the mitzvah min HaTorah. So all these poskim are under the opinion that one should not say, Hinni muchim mekayim mitzvah's essay kum Moshe kosu b'HaTorah. It sounds like it's a mitzvah min HaTorah, which is not so simple. It may be only a mitzvah derabanan. Truth be told, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Halicha Shlomo in Tfilo, he writes over there in Ois Mem Dalid, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman in Tfilo Samayadim, Ois Mem Dalid, that he's not so disturbed by the lashon of the Siddur of Hinni Muchan Lekayim Mitzvah's essay of Sfiras HaOmer. He says, when one says Mitzvah's essay, Yesh Lefarish, that's going on a Mitzvah's essay, Derabanan. He doesn't mean that a Mitzvah Deraisa. And even when he says, Kosu B'Torah, as it's written in the Torah, he doesn't mean I'm being Mekayim, the Mitzvah Min HaTorah. He means that Chachomim were Mesakin the Mitzvah, Kemosh Kosu B'Torah. Mishum Zeichel HaMikdash. Reb Shlomo Zalman is not so disturbed with the lashon of Hinni Muchan Lekayim Mitzvahs Essay Min HaTorah, Kemoy Shekosu B'HaTorah, and he says one doesn't mean a mitzvah deraisa. One only means a mitzvah derabanan, and that's why one can and one may say it with Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Yashiv and Reb Shlomo Sternbuch and Reb Zephraim are under the opinion that one should not say it. Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach is okay with it, with saying it. But this comes to a discussion, and that is, what if something that's a mitzvah derabanan, and one is mechaven for the mitzvah deraisa? He made a mistake, and he's mechaven for a mitzvah deraisa. Is one over Baal Toysef? He's adding on a mitzvah. Nowadays, there's no mitzvah min HaTorah, and he's being mechaven, he's having in mind that he's being mekayim, he's fulfilling a mitzvah min HaTorah. So Rabbi Yashiv over there brings a raya, the one's over Baal Toysef. He brings an interesting Rambam. The Rambam is a Perek Beis, a Mehilchus Mamre, a Melacha Tes. The Rambam says that if there's an Isser Baal Toysef, if Bezdin goes ahead and tells you, we know there's an Isser, Loisev Ashel Kedi V'Chalev Imoy, don't eat meat and milk together. Don't cook meat and milk together. Now, the mitzvah banon, we know, we add on even basar oif, chicken. It's also asr to eat with milk. But that's only mitzvah banon. Min HaTorah, it's only basar behema. It's real meat of an animal, not chicken of an oif, of a bird. Let's say a bezdin comes and says, basar oif is an Isser min HaTorah, and it's included in the Isser of Loisev Ashel Kedi B'Chalev Imoy. It's also min HaTorah to eat chicken and milk. Says the Rambam, such a bezdin that goes ahead and says that is over the Isser of Baal Toysef. He's adding on a mitzvah, it's not min HaRaisa. Says Rabbi Yashiv, we see from here that a mitzvah, which is only the Rabbanon, and one goes and says it's the Raisa, that is a iser of Baal Tosef, of adding on a mitzvah. Because it's not the Raisa, it's not Minat Torah. And one had a mind Minat Torah, it's a iser Baal Tosef. And the truth is, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Arbach sounds like he would agree to that. That it would be an iser Baal Tosef if one has in mind that he's being mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa by something that's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Joseph Shlomo Zalman says that what we say by spirit, so even mitzvah's essay, k'may shekos b'atayim, one never meant it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. One, of course, agrees it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. He just meant to say it's a mitzvah's essay, mid'rabbanan, that we're sakin to do it like it says in the Torah. But it sounds like if Shlomo Zalman would agree that if someone gets up and said, I mean Mekayim, a mitzvah deraisa, a mitzvah min ha-Torah of Sfiras HaOmer, so if Shlomo Zalman would agree, it's a over Baal Tosef. Rav Sternbach, on the other hand, in the Shuvas Menhagos over there, Rav Sternbach says, there could be that only the Rambam that said, your over Baal Tosef is only on a Bezdin. When Bezdin, which has a right, they have a right to explain the Torah and to teach and to give over the Torah, and they make a mistake and say that chicken and milk is a deraisa, they are over Baal Tosef. But if a yachid, if one single person is toya, he makes a mistake and he thinks something's a mitzvah deraisa, that's not an issa Baal Tosef, says Moshe Sternbach. He says, but one should never do it. Why? Because you're speaking sheker in front of Hashem Yisbarach by saying it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah when it's not a mitzvah min ha-Torah. So one shouldn't do it. But says the Rosh Sternbach, if you do it, if you had a mitzvah d'rabbanon and you had in mind if it's min ha-Torah, if it's mid-ra'isa, one's not over Baal Tosef. So that's why if we're going like the Shitas Rabbanon, one shouldn't be mechaven that he's mechaim a mitzvah deraisa, whether because of Baal Tosef, whether because it's Dover Shkarim, it's the wrong kavana. One could either have a mind, we'll see in a minute, maybe someone could have a mind, just a mechaim a mitzvah. And like Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, one doesn't have to have a mind specifically if it's deraisa or midrabbanon. It's enough to have a mind, you mechaim a mitzvah. And whether it's deraisa or derabbanon, whatever it is, I mean mekayim a mitzvah b'stama. Just say they mekayim a mitzvah without specifying if it's deraisa or derabbanon. Or one can make a tnai maybe. If it's deraisa, then it should be the sphere should be deraisa, and if it's derabbanon, it should be derabbanon. But let's try to discuss the opposite. The Rambam shita is it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah. What happens if someone has a mitzvah min ha-Torah? And he mistakenly has a kavanah, he wants mekayim a mitzvah d'rabbanon. What would be then? Is he over Baal Tigra? He's making smaller the mitzvahs at Torah. So we find interesting a machlokes gedolei achronim. In Bikurei Yankiv, from the Aruch Lener, in Sukkah, in Hilchas Lulav, Simen Tav Reish Nun Ches, he brings the machlokes rishonim. We know lulav bizman hamigdash was taken 7 days in the migdash. The gvulin outside of the migdash is only taken 1 day. The rest zeichel migdash is only the rabbanon. The Bikur Yaakov goes there, and it's not a discussion for right now. He goes and he says that the Rambam shita is that the whole Yerushalayim has a din migdash, and even nowadays kedushas Yerushalayim like batla. And the whole Yerushalayim, at least the old city of Yerushalayim, is like Migdosh and is a mitzvah min ha-Torah to shake lulav all 7 days. But on the other hand, other Rishonim hold, it's only in the base of Migdosh, and therefore it may be not Negeya today, it may not be practiced today in mitzvah midrash, only midrabanon. Concludes the Aruch Lanan, he writes like this, someone who's zoichet to live in Yerushalayim, and he's shaking lulav. Yechavim l'kayim mitzvahs netilas lulav kol shiva b'sofik. One should have in mind both shitas. Im midraisa, im midrabanon. Why? Why does he have to have that in mind? Says the Mikur Yankiv, Shaloi Lavra Bal Tigra, Ubal Toysif. He says if one has a mind to Rabbanon, and really you hold like the Rambam, it is the Raisa even Bizman Azan Yushalayim, you're over Bal Tigra. You didn't, you had a mind, you're not being Mechavin, you're not being Mechayim, the Mitzvah Deraisa. When there is a Mitzvah Deraisa, that's the Isra Bal Tigra. And he says, if it's the only Rabbanon they have a mind, it's Deraisa. You're adding on a mitzvah, that's Bal Tosef, says the Mekor Yankiv. Therefore, I want you to have in mind both shittas. If it's the Raisa, it should be the Raisa. If it's the Rabbanon, it should be the Rabbanon. That's the shita of Mekor Yankiv, and that should be what we should do by Sfira. That should come out, same type of Nidin. On the other hand, the interesting Chalkas Yoyev. The Chalkas Yoyev in Ur Chaim, Simon Lama Gimel, he's clears, he what's going to be the halacha of a mitzvah deraisa? He says, Yesh lachker. Im niskaven le mitzvah derabonon, im yoytze min ha-toyra leman da'amar mitzvah strichas kavano. What happens? You have a mitzvah min ha-toyra, and you have in mind only to mekayim a mitzvah derabonon. Are you yoytze or not? And one of his rayas, interesting enough, is from Sfiras Omer. And he says like this, Mitzinu harbi mitzvahs, we find a lot of mitzvahs, that the machlokes, if it's midaraisa or midarabanon, kimboi, svira bizman hazeh. So he says, what should one do? It's a machlokes, if it's midaraisa or midarabanon. He says, ula ha-sevrim shu midarabanon, if you hold like the Ran, like the Shulchan Aruch, own midarabanon. So then he says, one can't be mechavim, he's been kayim, the mitzvah midaraisa, he's over bal toisif. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says, you're over bal toisif. So says the Yochakas Yoyev, to what should one do? Eich Yotzim in HaTorah, if he has in mind, it's Deraisa, so according to Iran, he's not Yotzim, it's Bal Toysef. So what should he have in mind? Because if he has in mind his own Rabbanon, what does he do with the Shitzah Rambam? That it is Min HaTorah. Eich Yotzim in HaTorah, La'asayim Shum Min HaTorah. Says the Chalkas Yoyev, from here we see that if you have a mitzvah deraisa and you have in mind you're only mekayim a mitzvah derabanan, you're yoytze. And you're not even over Bal Tigra. You're yoytze the mitzvah. Because if not, what should one have in mind? If he has in mind Bal Tigra, he's over Bal Tosef. So what should he have in mind? So he must have in mind derabanan and then he's yoytze l'kulei alma. We could take out of this Chalkas Yoyev, very interesting, that the Chalkas Yoyev is under the opinion that you can't just have in mind, I mean, Mekayim a mitzvah, whatever one it is. Like there's some Zalman writes, that's Pashut, one doesn't have to have in mind specifically if it's their Eis or their Abanon. Chalkas Yoyev held not like that. Because if not, what's his problem with Sfiris Omer? Have in mind, Mekayim a mitzvah, Mekayim a mitzvah, whatever one it is. What's the Raya? That a mitzvah deraisa, which you have in mind derabanan, you're yoytza. Who say you have in mind derabanan that you've been geis derabanan? Maybe you're having in mind some mitzvah, whatever one it is. Seems to seem that a Chalkas Yoyev holds you have to have in mind if it's deraisa or derabanan. And even more, it must be the Chalkas Yoyev held that you couldn't make a t'nai. If it's deraisa, it should be deraisa. If it's derabanan, it should be derabanan. Like the Chener says, and like others maybe hold. Could be this is dependent on a big nidin. If we have a Tanayim mitzvahs, which is beyond the scope of today's discussion, if Tanayim work, if one can make a mitzvah on a condition, if it's this, then it should be like this, and if it's this, it should be like that, could one make a Tanayim or could one not make a Tanayim? But that's the Chalkas Yoyev, not like the Bikur Yankiv, and the Chalkas Yoyev is under the opinion that a mitzvah deraisa, which you have in mind, a mitzvah derabanan, you are getting a mitzvah. Interesting, just to end off, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, I saw in Cheshukei Chemed, Yevamos, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, he brings this Chalkas Yoyev by an interesting question. He says, what happens if someone ate matzah? Lo Pesach. And he was under the mistake that today, just like Marer Bezman Hazeh is only Midrabanan, Amatzah Samroyim Yechluhu, that we only, Marer is only Minatayr, we eat Karim Pesach, so too matzah. And he had a mistake, and he announced something Mekayim the mitzvah Rabbanon of matzah. So Yitzchak Zilberstein was asked, and then after he ate it, they told him, no, it's Min HaTorah. Was he yoytzer or was he not? So Yitzchak Zilberstein said, oh, Fide Chalkas Yoyev, it comes out that a mitzvah deraisa, which you have in mind the Rabbanon, you are yoytzer. You're not over anything. That's what he concludes over there. But we're saying this is very not simple, because the Kuryankiv says, be very careful, don't have a mind that Rabban, you're even about Tigra. And maybe you should eat the matzah again, Lefidi Shitas, to get the right kavanah of, if it's of the Mekayim, the mitzvah deraisa. So we're concluding that since the machlekes deraisa derabanon, the proper way is either have a mind, give me Mekayim, the mitzvah, and whatever one it is, or to have a tnai. If it's deraisa, it should be deraisa. If derabanon, derabanon. Because certainly a mitzvah derabanon, they had a mind to be yitzah deraisa, could be over the isra about toysif.